Hey guys, Chef Katrina here, coming live to you from Universal Studios, Florida. Want to do a quick mic check, make sure you guys can hear me. So if you guys are on with us, I want to make sure we have sound and that we're good and you guys can hear as we go live for our first Daily Dose of Awesome inside of 2017. So the topic of today is basically how to make this the best year ever and profit in this new year. So 2017 is a way for you to look at the new year and look back and go, did this work? Did this not work? And what do we need to do to make it different? So in today's Daily Dose of Awesome, I'm going to give you guys some of the best tips and tools on how to do this. So if you guys can hear me, if you guys can just do a quick check-in and say yes, that would be awesome. All right, just making sure I have you guys live with me also. Good, happy new year, everybody. All right, so the new year has begun. And what is it that you're putting into place to create the success that you want for 2017? And, you know, it's getting started. Okay, Andrea, thank you for checking in. All right, Minnie, that's, thank you guys. Just doing a quick check. So who am I? My name is Chef Katrina, and I am your guys' Director of Client Experience for Elite Marketing Pro. I'm also a coach, marketer, and basically have been working with this amazing community for the last 3 years in teaching you guys how to build out an incredible business with the system of Elite Marketing Pro. So the first thing I want to, like, just jump out at you guys with and just be like, this is how it all starts, is get ready for this year. Plan your work and work your plan. It is one of the best resources I can give you guys. And if you want to know how to quickly get started, and I guess that's the big question, hey Melissa, on how to get started, Tiffany, hello, is plan something. You know, I get a lot of people say, I want to start doing my Facebook Lives every single day. And I look at, and I just want to give you guys a quick reminder, in doing a Facebook Live every single day, is it sustainable for your lifestyle for the whole year? So if it's not sustainable beyond a week, 2 weeks, 90 days, 6 months, even a year, my suggestion is take an opportunity and look at what you can do on a day-to-day basis to increase your business. And it doesn't have to be a lot. It could be a simple thing. Oops, we're getting off on the X-ray here.
Watch your step.
The one thing you can do is create a post. If you did nothing but create a single post every day on Facebook, you would increase your exposure of who you are. Most of the time, people get stuck because they're not doing something that keeps them moving forward, right? Content can get replaced also. Remember this, that the post you post today can be reposted tomorrow afternoon or Wednesday evening. Because you gotta remember, not everybody sees your content the moment you post it. So have a little fun with your content, right? You can post the same image every week on a different day for the entire month, right? So it's a simple little thing like that. A lot of you guys are asking me, hey, can I use the Elite Marketing Pro blog and share their blog post every week? Absolutely. You can actually share the same blog post and change the picture, right? Use the same content, change up the image, and that's one little trick. So you don't have to repurpose or recreate all the content. All you have to do is just reshare it. Your audience isn't on every single day. They're not on with me right now. They probably won't be catching this until their lunch break or later on. And that's the beauty of being able to repurpose content. So I challenge you guys for this year, as you get started, as you're looking to build your business, that content is nothing more than the training you've learned and the ability to repurpose it throughout your week, your months, and the months to come. I promise you, a lot of the content that we've done has never been repurposed, right? People aren't going out there and saying, hey, I haven't seen this before. And sometimes if people see it again, it's a great reminder of the content you've created, right? They get to see something or remind them of something that they may have missed. Another thing you have to remember is that people are always like, hey, I've got so many leads. So many people are looking at this, but they're not buying. Well, a gentle reminder is that not everybody buys when they first see something. I mean, I've been looking at TVs for months And it took me probably three, four, five months before I ever purchased the television I was looking at, right? Because I had to go and look for reviews, or maybe I didn't have the money right now, or maybe I had other priorities than doing that, right? So my recommendation is that not everybody buys when you expect them to buy. Not everybody buys when they first see something. So give them the opportunity, right? That's why we have follow-up. That's why we tell you to keep engaging your audience. That's why I keep telling you guys to repurpose your content. Because if they're just not ready right now. And everybody's not in the state to move their business forward. Not everybody's in the state to move their business through the internet forward, right? And if they get to that point, they keep seeing you. They keep seeing you sharing amazing content, amazing tips and benefits. And that's the beauty of it. That's where the magic happens, is because you're staying in front of them. So many of us want to just give up within like 30 days. Oh, I'm not getting the results. Oh, I've gotten this many leads and none of them are buying. Guys, it was the holiday season. It's the new year. Tax season is coming up, right? A lot of you guys inside the states, we've got tax season coming up in the end of January. This is a great time where people have put things on the back burner and saying, when I get the money, I'll buy it then, right? There's a lot of when I have the money or when I get paid. Not everybody gets paid every day, right? We got different paydays and everything else. So you have to just gently remind yourself that it's not everyone's time to buy, and, you know, get it out there. Keep it in front of them. I was talking with a couple of top leaders just recently. We sat down and were chit-chatting about really what it takes to become successful. And we were talking about how it's a year, right? It's those that commit to a 12-month process that have the greatest success in this industry, because they committed for a year. They stayed in front of their audience. They kept producing. They kept sharing value. They kept putting links for them to click on. They kept putting their products and services out there. And they stayed so consistent that there was almost an association of who they were with that product or service. There was a trust that was built. And then like the phone call came, or the email came, or someone just purchased, because they realized that right now this was something they wanted to do. This is something they wanted to buy. I was talking again with another friend of mine, another client. She goes, you know, Katrina, every year I said I was going to do something different, right? That this was going to be my breakout year, that I was finally going to make the money. I was going to build the downline I've always wanted, right? They were sure this was the year. And then that year went by, and the next year came, and they said, God, all right, this year it's going to be different. This year is when everything's going to change. This is the year when my business is going to soar. You know, and how many times does that have to happen before you look at what you're doing and going, you know what, if what I'm doing isn't creating the change, then maybe I need to do something that's different. Maybe I do need to understand the social media recruiter idea. Maybe I do need to start email marketing. Maybe I do need to start engaging my audience more. Maybe I need to do something that's different, because what I've been doing for the past year, 2 years, 3 years isn't working anymore. And that's where the magic comes in, guys. It's doing something that nobody else is doing. It's going left when everybody else is going right. And, you know, for years, everybody's saying that the traditional way of marketing is the best way. And over the last couple of years, we've shown that, you know, social media is just as much as a viable tool as any other marketing method, right? That this is a great exposure tool, but the only way to use it is that it's not any faster than meeting somebody face to face, right? The first time you guys meet me, there's no trust. There's no idea who I am, if I'm going to be there for you, if I'm going to stick around, if I'm out to, you know, grab you for every penny you got. You just don't know who I am. But it's when you see me consistently sharing value. It's when you see me consistently online. That's when the trust starts. It's the same thing if I were building the relationship offline, right? You meet someone for the first time, you don't know who they are. It takes multiple conversations. It takes multiple face-to-face. It takes multiple emails to build that trust. Social media does not make it go faster. If anything, it just matches what the same reality is that's in your world. So if you're not talking to people on social media, you're probably not talking to people out in real life either. It's a reflection of how your business is running. And with that, that's how it's seen. Yeah, Tiffany, I'm telling you guys, there's not much difference. Like social media gives you a greater exposure, but showing up is really what the magic is. And so with that, guys, how do you guys profit? How do you make this new year the best year ever? Be willing to repurpose content. Be willing to stay in front of them. Do things that you haven't been able to do, things that scare you a little bit. go out and do those things, because those changes, those little things that are different and unique, are really what's going to allow your business to bloom, to grow, and for you to take advantage of making 2017 your best year ever. So thank you, Sherry. Appreciate that. So you guys, keep moving forward. Keep getting out there and just rock it. We've got a lot of new members that became VIPs in the last couple of days. Guys, grab hold of that training. Focus in on one area of marketing. Either focus on blogging, focus on Facebook, focus on whatever that one thing is, because it's that one thing that's going to transform your business. So with that, guys, I'm going to go and play in Universal Studios Florida with my parents today. They kidnapped me and they said, we want to know, we haven't been here in 20 years. So I'm off to go play at Universal. Enjoy the day. Go out, build your business, have fun, and we'll catch up with you guys tonight on the Monday Mojo. So see you guys then. Have a great night. Bye-bye.